KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have a clear sky. It's 49 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 73. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. In Western Iowa News, Sioux City area agencies have been searching the Missouri River for a car reportedly driven off a road into the water. The search was called off at around 8 p.m. Monday because of darkness. Rescue crews have been sent to the scene near Larson Park in Sioux City at around 4:20 p.m. Sioux City Fire Captain David Ehlers said that authorities aren't sure whether anyone was inside the car. A city news release said witnesses reported seeing a small brown vehicle floating before going under the water's surface. Members of the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors Monday evening approved a request for $60,673 in funds needed to order playground equipment for a playground to be established near the campground at the Schulberg Recreation Area. Parks and Rec Director Seth Stasselm said he received a substantial discount from the manufacturer for the equipment, shipping, and handling. The total cost of those segments amounted to $49,304. Stasselm recommends a company supervisor or representative oversee the installation of the equipment by members of the community and others to make sure all the safety pieces are in place. The supervisor, he said, will be on hand for 2 days at a cost of $11,369.
That is something that I'll probably look further into to see if there's anywhere else that would be able to get cheaper wood chips from.
So this is wood chips.
Engineered wood fiber is a fancy term for wood chips. Playground chips.
And that he's referring to the playground chips that will be used as a safety barrier for kids in case they should fall off the equipment or simply trip and fall in the playground area. Stasselm said that pea gravel cannot be used as fall material because it can only absorb a fall from 5 feet and has a depth of 11 inches, whereas wood fiber can absorb a relatively unlimited fall height for the purposes of playground equipment and has a depth of 11 inches or more.
It's a lot safer. It passes all the CPSI inspections and everything like that for playgrounds out there. And it can compact to the way we want it to, and expensive compared to Fiberized products.
The playground equipment, Stasselm says, is customizable, and future donations will help to pay for it, with benches established as a thank you to donors.
And we've already had Kiwanis donate $2,000 for a playground out there. But this is something we would probably work on during the winter, is trying to sell benches to help put money towards the project. So there's 6 benches there, and the benches are great because it gives moms and dads an opportunity to sit down and be able to watch the kids instead of just sitting in the grass.
And he said, as I mentioned, the Kiwanis donated $2,000 for the project and will receive a bench in their honor. A bathhouse is also in the drawing board. The playground equipment will be ordered and received by December. It'll be stored until next spring, when volunteers from throughout the community will work on installation on the playground. Details on that aspect will emerge later as we move towards spring. The Atlantic Parks and Rec Board Monday also approved the installation of electrical outlets at the ever-popular Cedar Park shelter. Berg Electric will install the 2 plug-in boxes with 4 outlets for just $694.
Cedar Park is becoming more and more used for birthday parties. It is something that got quite a bit of use because we had shelters that we just were booked. So we told most of the time when it was birthday party, like, hey, you checked out Cedar Park. I'm like, yeah, we can actually go there quite a bit. We'll probably do that on Sunday then. So we've had quite a few groups go over there. I think it's a nice amenity to have to be able to hook up slow cookers and stuff of that nature.
In the funeral announcements, Clifford Barrett, age 81, of Harlan, died Thursday at Elmcrest Assisted Living in Harlan. Funeral services for Clifford Barrett will be today at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Wayne Leroy Sharon, age 89, of Stewart and formerly of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Graveside services for Wayne Sharon will be today at 11 o'clock at the Monteith Cemetery in rural Guthrie Center. Johnson Family Funeral Home has the arrangements. Delbert Reakin, age 97, of Griswold, died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Delbert Reakin will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Reakin Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Mildred Glenn, age 90, of Elkhorn, died Saturday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Graveside services for Mildred Glenn will be in the Layton Township Cemetery at Walnut, beginning at 11:15 a.m. Wednesday. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Dolores D. Hallett, age 77, of Audubon, died Saturday at her home. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Dee Hallett will be held on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Ora Wall, age 96, of Guthrie Center, died Friday. A memorial service for Ora Wall will be on Friday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Marcine Twork, age 82, of State College, Pennsylvania, died October 2nd in Danville, PA. A massive Christian burial for Marcine Twork will be held Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Alberta Heckman Lees, age 96, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Anita, died October 8th in New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Alberta Lees will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Anita Congregational United Church of Christ. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Benjamin Ben Flathers, age 61, of Atlantic, died Friday at his home. Per his wishes, cremation has taken place, and there will be a private family memorial service held for Ben Flathers at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.